Gender advocates group Abantu for Development has launched a scorecard to track the performance of political parties in promoting women's issues and gender equality. This forms part of a project Abantu is undertaking with support from Star Ghana, titled Promoting Gender Responsiveness and Peace in Election 2016 for Equality and Democratic Governance. A member of the Women's Manifesto Coalition, Kina Likimani, said political parties have largely failed in ensuring gender parity in Ghana. She said Ghana lags behind many countries, including Rwanda, where women form 60% of those in leadership positions. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
The scorecard rates the performance of the parties between 2004 and 2012. The focus is on parties that have had representation in parliament within the period under review. They are the NDC, NPP, PNC and CPP. Abantu uses a three-point scoring system, 1, 2 and 3, representing low, moderate and high. Six key areas were assessed. These are commitments made in party manifestos, women's representation at national executive councils of the parties, percentage of women contesting in party primaries, and the percentage of women representing parties in parliament. The other two components relate to only the NDC and the MPP, since they are the only parties that have won elections. These are the number of women appointed to high public offices and the number of women-specific policies and laws made. What is clear is that no political party has scored high on any of the indicators. The party scored 1 or low in most of the fields. The MPP and CPP scored 2 or moderate on representation of women at NEC at one point or the other. NDC and MPP also scored 2 on appointment of women into high public offices and formulation of women-specific policies and laws. Kina Likimani presented the findings.
It is evident that the political parties are generally not committed to women's rights and gender equality. Women's representation within the party's National Executive Council in 2008, basically all representation in party structures remain woefully low. One day, I'm sure a party will make sure that a woman's organizer is a man. The CPP's 9-member NEC had only 2 women representatives. The NDC and PNC had a representation of women below 25%. NPP had the highest, with a representation of 33% of women in its NEC. The CPP increased its women aspirants from 17 in 2004 to 20 in 2008. The NDC reduced its women aspirants from 17 in 2004 to 10 in 2008. The NPP also reduced experienced a reduction in the number of women parliamentary aspirants. The fluctuating number with regards to women's representation can largely be attributed to the lack of an affirmative action policy within the political party structures. Because left to their own devices, nothing would change. So President Mahama yesterday was saying he doesn't know where the RTI bill is. We would hope that we do not hear that statement in connection with the affirmative action bill.
The women rededicated themselves to pushing for greater representation at all levels of decision making.
Bubu Klinogo reporting.